Good music is what we want to hear.
What do you mean, good music?
It's what we dance to, what our children will dance to. And if you don't want to play it, then take your records and go home.
Did you have a band? Good or bad?
It's a great band. It's a bad band. It's like pizza, baby. It's good no matter what. There's music in the air.
The holidays are all about giving, and each year we try to give you some of the best and most unique songs of the season. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Cox. We're once again joined by holiday music collector Andy Surzan for our 2014 Holiday Spectacular. That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and time now for our Holiday Spectacular.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott with Jim DeRogatis. And as we are each year at this time, we are joined by Andy Surzan, who by day is the Senior Vice President at Jam Productions. But by night and on weekends, he is the holiday music guru. I mean, our very own Kris Kringle. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back again. I never take it for granted.
You keep coming up with this stuff. We're not talking about, you know, no jingle bell rock. I mean, this stuff is deep, 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 and our listeners love it, Andy. You're much loved in the world of holiday music.
Well, you know, when you find stuff like I find, it's really my number one motivation is to be able to share it with people. So I appreciate the opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, every year it's kind of, I do scratch my head a little bit at times and go, is this going to work? But, you know, I never know for sure. But you guys let me do it again.
It's just hundreds and hundreds of hours. Andy scours the musical bins. He finds these records, most often on vinyl, begins compiling this compilation. Now, we have had Christmas soul in recent years. We've had kind of country weirdness in recent years. We've had outer space Christmas music. This year, Andy, it's pop music.
Well, I try to get some kind of center of gravity every year when I'm making this mix, and I used to put it all under this big umbrella I called Holiday Obscura. This year, my motivation was, I used to remember when I was a kid, my parents always used to get these Christmas compilations that came out in the mid-60s, and they would have all sorts of different artists on them, and they were all pop-oriented. So that was sort of where I started, and I came up with the idea that I was going to make my own holiday pop LP, and hence I titled this year's the Holiday Pop Parade LP. I actually just called it exactly what it was, Kringle's Jingles, yeah. Holiday Pop Parade LP, and I tried to make it very pop, it's very period pop, though. It's mid-60s to early 70s. These are all 45s, so it has that kind of sound. It has that sort of production, and it ties together in the way that my mind works anyway. It ties together to become like sort of an homage to those records. It's meant to be fun, and we'll see if anyone agrees with that.
No. It is fun. Let's dive in, Andy. What's in this first set we're about to hear?
Okay, well, I have a master of ceremonies on the CD this year. His name is Fubar.
And he is, don't spell that out.
He is self-proclaimed Santa's favorite clown. And I found this EP on a no-name label down at the Alabama Record Collectors Convention that I went to last year. It's basically this clown, and he says various odd things throughout this, like, 45. And so I just peeled stuff out of it and kind of turned Fubar into the master of ceremonies. And so he opens it up. And this first set is all stuff off the new CD. And here's Fubar, Santa's favorite clown, setting the table.
My name is Fubar, and I am Santa Claus's favorite clown. I would like to tell you how I happened to come about and also how I happened to get my name. There was a day that Santa Claus was busy making toy clowns. The toy clown he was working on began to grow and grow, and he didn't know what to do. He knew he couldn't send this clown down to some little boy or girl, so he decided to put her with the elves making toys. She put pigs' heads on monkeys, alligator heads on doggies, and that looked pretty awful. But the worst thing she did was to put dogs' heads on dolls. One day, Santa came in to check the work of the elves. He went over, saw what she was doing, and said,
"My gracious, you can't do anything, Red. You are just fouled up beyond all repair. By cracky, that is what I will call you. Foobar, fouled up beyond all repair."
And that is how I got my name.
Yeah. Winter's on its way again. Skies are turning gray again. Snow is on the ground. Everywhere the sound of Christmas calling. Mistletoe around the door. Presents scattered on the floor. You can see the joy.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and we are in the midst of our 2014 Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Look how the snow is snowing.
Your eyes are soft and glowing.
Jack Frost is nipping at our feet.
I bet your lips are warm and sweet.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday. Let's roast chestnuts by the fire. Any little thing you desire. Those reindeer soon will be here.
Won't need a thing to eat it.
Soon Santa Claus begins his flight.
I hope he gets a flat tonight.
We've got that holiday feeling. That happy holiday feeling. Our favorite holiday of the year.
We'd better leave.
It's been so lovely here like this, a chance I'd never miss.
But it's so late.
On New Year's Eve,
on New Year's Eve,
at 12 o'clock we'll stop to kiss.
And while the whole world will be whistle-blowing,
we will still be mistletoeing. You think you're such a smarty.
Come on, let's have a party.
I know what's running through your mind.
This is the season to be kind.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling. We've got that holiday feeling now.
Look how the snow is falling.
Hear how the wind is blowing.
Look how the snow is falling.
Hear how the wind is blowing.
Snow bunny, snow bunny, look at you go. As long as there's snow, too much ski time. But what about me time? Scarf and glove time. But what about loving time? Oh, snow bunny, snow bunny, what can I do? Although I love you, you'll find no man unless he's a snowman. Would think it's nice to kiss a girl made of ice. Skiing isn't all that I desire. Come and
and sit here by the night's warm fire. Time to take your heart out of the freeze. Nobody please. Oh, don't let a little snow drift thus so far. Melt your heart, melt your here by the nice warm fire. Time to take your heart out of the freeze. So please, don't let a little snow drift us apart. Melt your heart, melt your heart.
Okay, kiddies, turn your record. And I'll tell you more. I'll tell you more about Food Bar.
Turn the record over. Now!
Oh, man. Yeah, that does kind of cast a shadow over things. Food Bar coming in there. Andy, tell us what we heard.
Okay, that last track was Snow Bunny by Magnus T. Cook. And these are all on little odd regional 45 labels and stuff. That one is on Right Road. That came out in 72. And then before that, we heard another a real sweet kind of poppy holiday tune called That Holiday Feeling by an artist simply named Juliet.
Mm.
Before that, Christmas Calling by Valerie Masters. And interestingly enough, that one was produced by the legendary Joe Meek, who we really won't get into that. But anyone who wants to Google him, if you're a music nut, you'll open up a treasure trove of amazing
Space Age Bachelor Band, yeah, really, esoterica.
Before that, Christmas on My Mind by the Hepcats. Peppermint Choo Choo led the set off. That's Joni Summers, and that's from an unreleased holiday animation film that was made and never came out. But the single did come out, and I found it as a promo only copy in my hunting the last year. And
was this like a Rankin Bass, or was it a cartoon, or what?
It was an animated Christmas special about a train, obviously, the Peppermint Choo Choo and the engineer. And
of course.
It only came around at Christmas time, and they threw candy off it as they rolled through towns and stuff. And best I can figure. But I just love the song. It's just over the top.
Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and TRX, we'll get more holiday pop music courtesy of our own Chris Kringle, Andy Serzan. To download this year's compilation for free, go to christmas.soundopinions.org.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott with Jim DeRogatis, and we are joined here by our very own Santa Claus, Andy Serzan, who has put together yet again another great CD. of music, Kringle's Jingles, Andy. So what are we going to be giving our listeners for free this year? What's the theme behind this particular disc?
Again, all holiday pop stuff, 45s from my collection, and the vast majority of them songs that haven't been on any previous mixes. Maybe a few have. They're strung together under the concept of an homage to the classic holiday pop LPs that used to come out in the 60s and 70s.
And again, people can download this gift at christmas.soundopinions.org. Let's get into this next set.
So Fubar sets up this opening track of the next set, and this is a really interesting tune, too. It's called Christmas Time. It's by Jan Bradley. The really intriguing part of it for me was it was written by a very young Curtis Mayfield. Mm. And then we go through a number of other songs that fit into the concept of the pop holiday mid-60s to early 70s era. Here's Fubar setting up Christmas Time by Jan Bradley.
Santa was very sad with me, and he took me away from the elves, and I couldn't work with them anymore. But while wandering around, I found a little accordion. Had an organ built in it, too, and I learned to play it. Now, there was one thing that Santa liked. He liked to work around in Toyland and listen to me play and sing. And we were so thrilled that Rudolph, the elves, and myself sat around all day in Toyland singing this song.
Bring out the clear one of your fires and spires. approaching the sounds of tomorrow. The trails show a fun yet to come. Winter's eyes and knives and paradise that's with her in the west. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and we are reveling in great holiday pop music with Andy Surzan.
The snowflakes fall outside my window. The winter night is setting in. A song of Christmas on an old the ghost of a cold north wind. Does Christmas still seem the same now that you are away? Through the years and through the tears we get a little. And twinkling lights convey its cheer. He stopped to think about the days gone by. Have a toast, hope for peace next year. Does Christmas Eve still seem
we'll be right back.
the above bomb. Santa's magical hoo-hoo bag. Santa's magical bag. It brings you things to give you fun and laughter. For girls and boys to play the whole year after. Santa's magical hoo-hoo bag. Santa's magical bag. Ho, 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 ho. Come now, watch it go. Hey, 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 hey. Here's Santa on his sleigh. A bike, a doll, a bulgy everywhere. A bat, a ball, that fly right through the air. Santa's magical hoo-hoo bag. Santa's magical bag.
That's the second set for this holiday season from our Christmas music guru, Andy Surzan. What did we hear, Andy?
That's Santa's Magical Bag, and that's the Peppermint Candy Kids, and that's off a children's record, which I found also kind of disturbing that I snuck that one in amongst all the Gingerbread Man songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard a track called A Little Bit Colder by Christy Lane, and that's a great example of Southern country soul kind of vibe, and again, on a little tiny regional label called Extremely Brave. I'd never heard of it before. Before that, we heard Groovy Christmas by Chipper. We heard Winter in the West by Dick Boyle. We've heard that one before. That was off a Kimberly Clark promo LP about traveling in the West, and started off with Curtis Mayfield's Christmas Time, recorded by Jan Bradley in 1962 on Hootenanny.
Oh, that's great stuff. Curtis Mayfield music on this new CD from Andy Surzan. To get more info about this episode or download this year's holiday compilation, go to christmas.soundopinions.org. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, Andy plays his final set of holiday pop. And do you have a song you'd like to nominate as a great Christmas song? Give us a call at 888-859-1800. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot, and we are here with Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan, who visits us every holiday season and plays these wonderful, obscure finds that he collects throughout the year, digging beyond deep. We're digging, you know, down past to the core of the earth almost in order to find this great music, Andy. Let me ask you one question before we get into the final holiday set this year. We're doing holiday pop. Very uplifting, very cheerful, with a little weirdness there in the end. It wouldn't be Andy if there wasn't a little weirdness. Does it ever get old?
Do you now feel, after so many years of doing this, that like you can't stop doing it because people love it and expect it from you?
I mean, I get frustrated, you know, because I have my own internal bar of what has to happen for to feel good about, you know, imposing this on people. I've thought about diving out of it before, and it mainly just came down to I can't, you know, keep up the pace of locating what I would consider to be the standard that we've set over the years with, you know, the stuff that's already out there.
Right. Well, when we made this point before, for every one great find, you may have 100 records that you took home that had nothing.
It's very difficult in a way because I have no idea what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. It's not – I'm trying to find the stuff that nobody knows about, or at least I don't know about. And so it'd be easier if I knew what songs I wanted and I just went on eBay and found them. But I got to go roll around in the dirt on the floors of record stores in towns that are nowheresville. And it's fortunately enough opportunities come up where I find these Christmas tracks. And when I get enough of them, then I feel really good about it. But if I don't, you know, it's a little daunting. And, you know, if I ever hit the wall on it, I'm not going to put something out there that I'm not happy with.
We're going to hear another set of music here in a second, but if you want to download this year's holiday compilation, go to christmas.soundopinions.org. What are we going to hear coming up here, Andy?
Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit about this after the break, but there's a holiday music documentary that came out this year. It was an official Record Store Day release called Jingle Bell Rocks. And the first song on this next set is from the soundtrack to the film. It's by the Free Design. It's a song we played a long time ago, but I wanted to circle back to it because this is an example of a brilliantly through-composed pop song that should be a Christmas classic that, you know, just isn't. And it's my idea of almost the perfect Christmas song. It's called Close Your Mouth, It's Christmas by the Free Design.
Close your mouth except to sing. Might get something happening. This season has a secret joy that's all I'm missing. We could all find it if we just watch this song. Put your big thankful back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. Get to know the people in your house. Bye, bye, bye. Christmas means a million magic things to those who try to let it be its magic self and not a thing they buy. Sit down and sing a happy song and whistle around your tooth and be still enough to hear the reindeer on the wind. Put your big bank book back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. To know the people in your house. You might like them. Close your mouth except to sing. We might get something happening. This season has a secret joy that's all I'm missing. We could all find it if we just watch the sun. Put your big bank book back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. Put your big bank book back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. Get to know the people in your house. You 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 might like them. Christmas is coming, and I don't intend to spend remember when you were alone. It's a lonely time to leave soon. How do you expect anyone to have any fun without anyone to give to? I want you back, you know. You only wanted me to show it. Well, here I am and Christmas is coming too.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and it's the 2014 Holiday Spectacular.
Another Christmas season's come along.
Christmas is Jesus. Christmas is Jesus. This man.
like all little girls and boys, and even reindeers and clowns. There is a little bit of bad in the best of us. So Rudolph will go back to Toyland, and I shall stay here where I know that although my name is Foobar, I shall never be completely fouled up beyond all repay.
Oh, man.
I say Merry Christmas to you too, Foobar.
Have a very merry holiday, Foobar. Andy, what did we just hear?
Okay, well, before that, we heard Snowflake by Pebbles and Bam Bam, of course, from the Flintstones Christmas album. Before that, we did a little mini Christian rock set. The first was Christmas Time is Here by Cupid, and that segued into Christmas is Jesus by Found Free. And that record is from a private press release. Mm. That's a pretty rare one. So before that, we heard I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You, which is the one we've played in the past. That's Claudine Longe, and I think that's one of the great Christmas tunes ever. And we open with Free Design, Close Your Mouth, It's Christmas. And they're one of the featured artists in this documentary that just came out called Jingle Bell Rocks. It's actually going to be put into release on December 9th. I'm not just talking about it because I'm in it. The bigger picture thing is they go into the nooks and crannies that fascinate me and made me want to get into this in the first place, including a segment with Miles Davis and Bob Dureau on the writing and creation of Blue Xmas.
It's a whole look at that culture.
Yeah, it's a pretty prestigious look at it. It's extremely well done, and it's playing film festivals. I have no skin in the game. I'm just a Christmas monkey buying records in this thing. But
I don't know if you want more competition now, if there's new legions inspired to descend on Alabama and other record stores.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not kidding myself when I say I know that if I put music out there, especially in the downloads and stuff, that people are going to snatch it and make their own mixes off it. And I get it. That's the purpose. Put these songs back in play. So it's not the same old Christmas music all the time. And do what you want with
them.
As long as you play them and have fun and around the holidays, I'm down with it completely.
Well, Christmas is the time for sharing, and you can download all the music Andy has shared with us at christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy, thanks so much for doing this with us again.
My pleasure, guys. I had a gas, as always.
Sound Opinions is produced by Jason Saldana, Robin Lynn, Anthony Martinez, and our intern, Alex Claiborne. What do we have on the show next week, Greg?
Jim, next week we're celebrating 20 years of Bloodshot Records.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Thanks so much for coming. Muchas gracias. It's been my pleasure to host this holiday happening. I hope you have a wonderful time. Don't be a stranger. Stop by again. Well, I must attend to getting a space shuttle to get some of our borracho amigos on a safe journey home. May you have a fabulous and festive holiday season. Until next time, adios.
Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800.
New messages.
Same when you lost to the Wonder Shell, ain't no fun.
Hello, my name is Haley, and I am from Munster, Indiana. And I wanted to say that my favorite album of 2014 was Julian Casablancas and The Void's album, Tyranny.
Come on, baby, let the ball infuse. What's the point of telling people if they won't use it? Lie on the wall, but afraid of them all. It's the eye of the sky where no eagles fly.
sound for him, and the album really had an effect on me. Thanks.
Guys, it's Matt from Lyle. I just wanted to nominate for the Record of the Year Tweety's Suki Ray. For me, it was the perfect amalgamation of everything I love about Wilco and Jeff Solo. I got to see this tour twice, both in Pittsburgh and your show at Lincoln Hall, and Spencer's drumming was just amazing.
I'll always be your fool.
You gotta love the video for Low Key with the cameo by Chance the Rapper. I love the show and keep it up.
Hi, this is Julian Mallerman of Trooper, Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to say I heard your best of episode, really fun episode, but I'm a little disappointed by the lack of inclusion of Swans to Be Kind. Extremely ambitious record, and I kind of loved every minute of it all. I think it's like 2 hours of it.
Pink little lamb, a granite slab, black as I'm creeping, forever leaking, oh universe, sing in reverse, oh sucking
intense, strange, beautiful, and emotionally impactful, and also one of the best produced that they have ever done. Best thing they've done, I think, since the late 90s. The Swans Are Dead. Thank you.
No more messages.
To give us your opinions on Sound Opinions, call our hotline. 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with more Sound Opinions, produced by WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.